and lock your phones, because the story is about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you about one of the many men. Name is irrelevant, height is irrelevant. He was a 1 out of 10, I wish that I knew it then. I'm still recovering. Truly invulnerable, I love a sentiment. Quickly I opened up, I learned my lesson then. Thought I was safe again, thought he was innocent. I was so wrong. I can't deny I was stuck in a daze, terrible phase. It was convincing though, very believable, the role that you play. So I'll take this front row seat. And baby, baby, you could go ahead, cry those Oscar-winning tears, popcorn and ice cream. Baby, baby, you could go ahead, cry those Oscar-winning tears, baby. Oh, what a tragedy. It didn't have to be. Look how you talk to me, cursing and blasphemy. Cinematography, get this on camera, please. Oh, no one gon' believe this here. I can't deny I thought you were the man, but you were the plan. Fuck are you lying for? Fuck are you crying for? You did it again. So I'll take this front row seat. And baby, baby, you could go ahead, cry those Oscar winning tears, popcorn and ice cream. Baby, baby, you could go ahead, cry those Oscar winning tears. You can miss me with the bullshit, I can see right through your tears. Section, no tiny violin. For the last time, I'm your audience. I'll take this front row seat. And baby, baby, you can go ahead and cry.
What is up? And welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Oscar-winning Tears by Ray from her 2023 album, My 21st Century Blues. Fun fact is, that was my first time ever hearing that song. You know why? Because I was not the one who catered and cultivated this week's episode. This week's episode is very fun because the selection of music you are going to hear this evening is from my mom. My mom picked all the music. She shared some of her favorites with me, some that I'm familiar with and some that I'm not familiar with. And so, it's going to be a selection of surprises for me tonight, which I'm very excited for. And the very special reason that we chose this week for my mom to do this is because in exactly an hour, not exactly an hour, but at the end of the show, when the clock strikes midnight, it will be my mom's birthday. Yay! So this is a little birthday present for her. So shout out, Mom. I hope you enjoy the show. I know she loves Ray. She's been on a huge Ray kick. She sends me a lot of Ray songs to listen to. And she loves Ray. And I can see why. She is very talented. Very, very talented. She performed Skyfall at the Oscars last night, which, funnily enough, is my mom's favorite Bond song. So much so that I'm about to expose myself here. For a birthday in the past, I learned all the words to Skyfall so I could sing it to my mom on her birthday. So that's a funny full circle moment. But yeah, we got a bunch of really fun songs for you guys. Another artist that I'm familiar with, but I don't listen to a lot of her music. The next artist that my mom chose is Bjork. And the song is Hyper Ballad. So enjoy.
Bye. legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Want something just like this? That was Coldplay and the Chainsmokers and their song Something Just Like This from the 2017 album Memories. Do not open. I know my mom loves that song. It's a great song. The Chainsmokers, their sound is so specific and easily identifiable that I don't know. I feel like hypothetically you wouldn't know or you wouldn't think that Coldplay and the Chainsmokers could sound good together, but little would you know that they can. I remember right before COVID, in January 2021, I've told the story before on the show, but my mom and I, we had the opportunity to go to the Palladium in LA and see Coldplay after their big world tour. So I do have that memory share with my mom of the two of us going to go see Coldplay, which is very fun. The next song slash artist, is an artist that I also, once again, am familiar with. But I'm going to be honest with you, based off the title, I don't know if I've heard this song. Usually, little behind the scenes action. Usually, when I am making my show for the evening, I listen to the songs, I listen to the transitions, I mess with the order, but I spend a good amount of time with the music before I ever put it on air. But tonight, I wanted to have a little surprise for myself, so I didn't listen to any of the songs. So there's a couple songs that I know, but the songs that I don't. And this is a song that I just don't think I've heard. This is Life on Mars by David Bowie, from his album Hunky Dory, apparently. This is from the 2015 remastered version. So, Hunky Dory, Life on Mars, David Bowie.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
That was Taking It to the Streets by the Doobie Brothers. You may be familiar with the Doobie Brothers and their song Listen to the Music, which is what I'm familiar with. I also have not heard Taken to the Streets. And just to confirm, I have not heard Life on Mars by David Bowie. But I loved both of them. Taking It to the Streets is fun. That's a fun song. That's a good time. It's interesting through this selection that I'm seeing a lot of familiar artists that I know my mom exposed me to, but these are new songs that I have not heard, some of them. And there's a couple more on here, at least one more, that I know the artist, but I don't know the song. So it'll be fun to hear a new song by said artist slash artists. But you know what time it is. It's time for the PSA. And today, as a little birthday surprise for my mom, I have my girlfriend Clarice in the studio with me, and she is going to read the PSA. So Clarice, are you ready?
I guess so.
All right, go for it.
All right. Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Wow, that was so good. Good job. How do you feel?
So good. Happy birthday, Nick's mom.
Good job. You know her name.
I know, but I feel disrespectful saying it.
Okay. You can say her last name. You can say happy birthday, Mrs. Jacome. Ms. Jacome.
Did you just call your...
Don't even.
Happy birthday, Miss Chacon.
Good job. All right. So we got some more music coming up, which is so exciting. The next one is a bop that I love, very near and dear to my heart. Next up for you, I got A Little Respect by Erasure.
Why you make me work so hard that you keep
was Teardrop by Massive Attack. What? I have heard of Massive Attack, but I don't think I've heard a Massive Attack song. I really enjoyed that. That was nice. I'm going to check them out. I like their sound. That was from 1998. And then, of course, before, I know I talked about it very briefly, as in briefly, I mean, I mentioned the title. But I love A Little Respect by Erasure. Fun fact, but it's going to be like a half fun fact because I'm going off the top of my head and I've done no research, so I don't remember the names of people. But the band Depeche Mode, who I've talked about, a band that I love, band that my mom loves, I've seen them multiple times in concert, they have gone through many different members. They're down to two now, because Andrew Fletcher passed away a few years ago. I was really lucky. I got to see the three of them perform, Martin, Dave, and Andrew, together. And then I've talked about the 101 Music for the Masses documentary, which features Alan Wilder as the fourth member. But Alan Wilder was a replacement for a different guy who was originally in Depeche Mode when their hit single Just Can't Get Enough released. And if you watch the music video, you'll see him. But he went on to, I think, start Erasure. So they have that little connection. I know that was probably the most unfun fact you've heard today, if ever. But yeah, long story short, Erasure and Depeche Mode are connected through artist work, which is super cool. Massive Attack, like I said, I haven't heard it, but I did really enjoy that song. It was really fun, and yeah, there's a lot of times like that where my mom will send me a song or send me an artist and say like, hey, check this out, or we'll put something on in the house. We used to do this a lot more. Now that we have like music streaming, we don't do that as much anymore, but I have my own CD player, and I have a handful of my own CDs. We have so much physical media in my house, but only a small portion of it is my collection. I have a CD case right next to my bed and my CD player next to my bed. And like the first CD I ever bought for myself was Demon Days by Gorillaz, my favorite album. And I listened to it to death. I would listen to it when I'd fall asleep. And so there were times where I would get, where she would just give me CDs and be like, oh, listen to this. So I'd put it in and listen to it. Haven't done that in a while. I know I'll have more free time after graduation, and I'll have more time to go through those. So that would be fun. That'd be cool. I always have a dream of taking all the physical media that we own and converting like a basement space to look like an old video and music rental store. But it's just our family's personal catalog of music and of CDs and of vinyls and of DVDs. And we still have some cassettes too, which is wacky. And that's fun. And that's my little blurb about physical media and about CDs and about my mom sharing music with me. Aww. One artist, I actually don't remember if it's an artist or if it's just the song. I think it might have just been the song that my mom recommended to me years ago. I remember I was in high school, was JJ Johansson, who the song that I know him from is a song that he sings called Believe in Us. And the lyrics go, "You believe in me, I believe in you. How come that you don't believe in us?" He says don't. And I think he does it so it rhymes better. But my mom selected another one of his songs from his album Tattoo. And this song is called Even in the Darkest Hour. So ominous. Let's see what this is like.
Si ahora tú te vas. que los días son eternos y vacíos sin mí. Y de noche, por no sentirte solo, recordarás nuestros días felices. Recordarás el sabor de mis besos y entenderás en un solo momento qué significa un año de amor, qué significa un año de amor. Parado a pensar lo que sucederá, todo lo que perdemos y lo que sufrirás. Si ahora tú te vas, no recuperarás los momentos felices. Solo recordarás nuestros días felices, recordarás el sabor de mis besos y entenderás en un solo momento qué significa un año de amor y entenderás en un solo momento qué significa un año de amor.
That was Un Año de Amor by Luz Casal from Spain in 1991. I mentioned the week before that the name Dario Libre 2.0 comes because my mom had a show when she lived in Ecuador, which was called Radio Libre. And it's fun to think that these are some of the songs that must have played on that show, minus the Coldplay and minus the Ray. But these are the songs that must have played on the show when it was showing. And now here we are, all the years later, doing it again, listening to it, enjoying it, basking in it. It's fun. It's fun to think about. I'm gonna let the music speak for itself because I want to have time for a bonus song at the end. But for you guys, we have Umberto Tozzi. I don't know how to say his last name. And his song, Gloria.
La mattina nasce il sole, entra
are currently listening to Behind the Wheel by Depeche Mode. Remember that Depeche Mode song I said I was going to play? This is that Depeche Mode song. But this is the last song for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday, and one more time, happy birthday, Mom!